Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I was reading a review by Chris Jones in the Chicago Tribune about a week ago, and he reviewed the play The Wolves, which is showing at the Goodman Theater. And I don't know that that's something that I normally would think about going to. It's about a fictional under-17 girl soccer team and the interaction between these girls. It's set on a soccer field that they've set up, a little square at the Goodman Theater. But having read the review, I thought, oh, I want to see this. He particularly cited the one woman who plays the soccer mom, Megan, I think her name is Garakis. And he said that while she's on the stage for just a matter of minutes and is a veteran of the Chicago theater scene, her performance is devastating. And based on that alone, I thought, I'll go to watch 3 minutes of this, let alone the whole other 87. And it's all just so good. And he did not oversell her performance or the performance of the show. It's called The Wolves. We invited a couple of the young ladies who were in the production into our studio. Erin O'Shea is here and Sarah Price. Ladies, welcome to the studio. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having us.
We're doing good. Well. Thanks.
Agree with the introduction so far?
Oh, yeah. Megan's work is staggering. Yes. And we have a lot of fun in the other 87 minutes as well.
You know what I liked about the show, too, is that so many of the young ladies that are on the stage are making their Goodman debut, and that so many of them are from the area. We have a Northwestern student. We have an ISU student. We have a Roosevelt student.
Mm-hmm. A couple of DePaul students.
DePaul, yeah. Loyola, I think, is there. So it's just really neat to see this sort of homegrown production, if you will. It was nominated for the Pulitzer last year, and so I don't know how many people maybe know it. Pulitzer gets it some attention, but it's not like this has been around for 5 or 10 years. This is a new show here in Chicago. The two of you are veterans of the theater scene?
We've been around for a bit, and yeah, but this is my first time at the Goodman, and Sarah.
Yeah,
was there.
I've done a New Stages production. The Goodman is fantastic about working on new plays all the time, so I got to be in one of those productions a couple years ago.
So describe for me the play then. What is this story about? It's, I said, about an under 17 girls soccer team, but it's not really that much about soccer, is it? Or is it?
Yeah, we're playing soccer for sure. We're the way the play is constructed is that the audience watches us warm up for every game, but we don't actually see the girls play the game.
We see them run off stage a couple of times to go play the game. Then they'll come back on and we discover maybe what happened.
Yeah. But what I love about this production is, or the way that Sarah wrote the show, is that we get to see the girls by themselves. There's no adults supervising the warm-ups. Their coach is hungover and off to the side and only briefly mentioned. And so the girls just kind of have their own little kingdom.
It's the nine ladies on stage, mm-hmm. Pretty much the whole time. Sometimes somebody's on or off, but it's basically the nine of them. And they're not talking about soccer strategy much. They're talking about what? What are you all discussing?
They're really talking about, you know, everything that they have to deal with, you know, from homework assignments to the struggles of their everyday life. There's a lot of stuff that's said, and then there's a lot of stuff that's not said.
For instance?
Well, there's one character in the play, and I don't think it's really a spoiler per se, but she's struggling with an eating disorder, and the writer doesn't really beat you over the head with too much information, but you kind of gather throughout the play. And, you know, it's one of those things that maybe some of the girls recognize the signs, but it's not necessarily something they feel comfortable addressing.
Well, just talk for a minute about the opening dialogue or the opening conversation. So here we have a bunch of under 17-year-old girls. They're on a perfectly square soccer stage that's set in front of you with artificial turf. They've got soccer clothes on and they're warming up in a circle. What are they talking about?
Two conversations are happening at once. The conversation that Eleven, my character, and a couple other girls are in is in response to some homework assignments about whether the Cambodian genocide leader of the Khmer Rouge, the Nguyen Chi, should be appealed, his life sentence should be appealed, or whether he should be released because of how old he is, 11.
What's the other conversation taking place at the same time?
Aaron?
The other conversation revolves around one character and whether, and the fact that she uses pads when she plays soccer.
Yeah. Right.
So her female, you know, choice.
And do you and I don't know anything about teenage girls. I raised a couple of sons. But I mean, is that the way teenage girls operate, that they'll have a very serious political conversation about something they're learning in school and really be drilled down on it? I mean, they were advocating positions about the Khmer Rouge.
Yeah.
At the same time, talking about feminine hygiene.
Yeah.
Those with the same velocity, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
We talked about just like how much of the world is opening up to girls of that age. You're learning about things that are happening on the other side of the world, and you're learning about things that are happening inside your own body, and all of it is happening all at once.
Right. So the fact that this is set on a soccer stage isn't so critical to the show, right? I mean, to me, it wasn't so much about soccer. It was about what 17-year-old girls and 16-year-old girls and 15-year-old girls are like and how they operate. Do you agree with me on that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a really formative time in a woman's life. You know, you're learning who you are and how you can interact with other women and other people. And yeah, it's really funny. There were often days but it's still really true to just being a person. There were days in the lunchroom where there would be simultaneous conversations and over and under. And
amongst those of you playing amongst, these.
Yeah. And we sounded exactly like
I know that. And yet, but I got to tell you, though, I mean, this is, everybody sees something through their own filter. And I could see that there were some young women there and some moms who were on page with you. I felt like an anthropologist. I was like, really? Yeah. Are you kidding me? It was. I've lived on this earth too long to have this be a revelation, but I was like, wow, I didn't know.
Yeah, Sarah Dunlap's writing is so beautiful. And
accurate.
And accurate. Yes. She really defines these characters and leaves room for you to bring yourself to it. But we've had so many people, including everyone in the cast, recognize these characters and say, oh, I know that girl.
Okay, so what was your character like? How is she described?
So I'm number 46. I'm new to the team. I've traveled around the world a lot with my mom. My character, in a few words, was described as awkward. I think she's eager to play soccer.
She's new to the team. She's an outsider.
She's an outsider.
And the other girls resent her because she hasn't played much, you know, organized soccer in the States, and she's one of the best players on the team.
Come to find out. Yeah. We benched her for the first couple of weeks.
And I think that dynamic exists everywhere. There's a little petty jealousies between the new kid and the coach's favorite, or damn, why are they so good? We've been knocking ourselves out since we were 12 here.
Right.
It almost seems unfair.
And especially at this point in their lives where they're about to go to college, some of them want to play soccer, and there are only a handful of spots for women's soccer at good schools across the country. Scouts are starting to come. The pressure is getting high.
Do you see the audience watching you? Do you have any idea what it's like for us in the stands?
In general, I try to not look at the audience just so it's, you know, I'm not distracted. But you definitely hear the audience. It's there's a lot of moments where you hear or, oh, you know, and that sort of thing. And you can tell that they're with you or that they're like, oh, that happened to me.
Yeah.
Did you play soccer?
I did, yes.
I know that at least a couple of the parts, they really did want to find somebody that was good with the ball and knew the field. Were you a soccer player too?
I wasn't. I played softball. So I had some friends and a boyfriend help me learn soccer.
Were you nervous about being credible though? I mean, you know.
Absolutely. Part of the audition process was like a 3-hour soccer audition.
Really?
With the coach and everything. And just making sure that, like, you know, you have enough eye-hand-ball coordination
tell you though that when I'm watching the show, I'm watching because it's kind of a theater in the round, if you will. It's a theater in the square. It's three stories and we're right on top of you.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the men and women watching you, and some of them are just transfixed. There's a moment late in the show where the woman sitting next to me was almost in tears and her husband was patting her back, and I thought, I don't know what you are going through, But something is resonating here. And it could be something, you know, gigantic or just personal, like she's just recognizing her daughter and relates to it as a teenager once upon a time. But I was feeling her, you know what I mean? And there's just, I don't know if you realize how much is happening on the other side.
I mean, when we read the play, a lot of us talked about the fact we knew it was good from the get-go. The response that the city has had to it has been staggering. We've been very lucky to have Goodman put this show up and throw their entire resources behind it and really prioritize this story. And the city has responded in incredible ways. We've sold out almost the entire run already.
They've extended it through March 18th.
Yeah.
GoodmanTheater.org. GoodmanTheater.org is the way to get tickets to see The Wolves. And again, if you don't have girls, go to the show. But I like that Chris Jones said that in his review. You know, you would benefit if you had teenage girls, if you have soccer girls to come to this show.
Yeah, there's a little bit of language, so we usually say about 14 plus, depending on, you know, your daughter.
Really?
Or son.
Okay, I guess it depends on the parents and the kid, but that may be your advice or somebody else's, but me, bring them. You got an 8-year-old and they're ready for it, bring them. Now, may be mad at me for that, but I think the larger themes are going to trump any uncomfortable moments you may have with language. It's not a vile thing, that's for sure. It's 149. Just one other question for you ladies in a minute on WGN. The Wolves is showing at the Goodman Theater. We're visiting with a couple of the actresses that are part of a, I guess, 10-woman cast, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
The nine of you and then one soccer mom who makes a very brief appearance at the end of the show. Erin O'Shea is here and Sarah Price, but you know them as numbers 46 and 11. In fact, you two, the characters, do they even have names, all of them, in the show?
Two of them in the script are named. We mentioned them briefly.
Why aren't they named otherwise? Why do they exist as numbers? We don't have names on jerseys on this show either.
No, we just have numbers on jerseys.
I presume it's to make it more universal or something?
I think so. Everyone has an association, I think, with a young girl's name. There are those people who are like, I can't name a child Erica because I had a terrible Erica when I was, you know, in second
grade.
Right. But there's something universal about the numbers.
And I think Sarah Dillap, the playwright, really wanted to drive home the element of, even though they are individual girls, they're also a team, you know, and so the numbers kind of unify them in that way.
Yeah.
I asked you if you, I said, I have sons, and, you know, one was in music and one was in a little bit of sports, and I don't know if the dynamic when they were interacting with their pals at 14, 15, 16, 17 is the same way it is these young ladies interacting. Do you have any thoughts about that? Do you think it's a unique girl experience we're watching there, or it's a teenage experience, and boys and girls go through those same sorts of conversations?
I think so, yeah. I think young women and young men have a lot to prove at this age. They're trying to figure out who they are, how they fit in, where they want to fit in, what they have to offer a group. And so playing around with those social dynamics, which are everything at that age, you have to be able to be good at a little bit of everything, a little bit funny, a little bit smart.
Well, so what happens on the stage is that you'll have sometimes three different conversations going on at the same time. And I don't mean taking turns. I mean, the timing on this is complicated for you all, isn't it?
It is.
You might be talking at the same time she is talking to each to a different character about completely different topics. And the listeners, I guess, are making choices. Who am I going to focus in on and listen to, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Is that difficult to do?
Initially, we did a lot of work to... The script is kind of written in columns when there's multiple people speaking at once. So it's kind of like there's a conductor, you know, and Vanessa, our director, was that conductor. And she, you know, had to pinpoint, well, what needs to be heard first and foremost, and then, you know, where does it peak in valley, and so, you know, and also because the theater is in the round and the audience is kind of like a fly on the wall, you're privy to certain conversations a little more than others just from where you're sitting. But yeah, and so that it was kind of a work in progress of figuring out which conversation trumps right now.
But we're all doing the same movements all at the same time. So we can be having different conversations, but we all have to listen for one word of like, oh, and that's when we switch. And
stretch, you know, knee, back, shoulder, you're doing all these things. And just the other funny thing about it too is that the girls might paint themselves into some awkward conversation.
Yeah.
And now they're in a corner and there's this pause and then somebody says, did you watch the TV show? Or, you know, mm-hmm. how about Coach or something? And then they just, it's amazing to me how elastic they are in a way, right?
Yeah.
You think like, oh my God, that's so devastating. This is such a painful moment. And then boing, they're somewhere else again.
They're very resilient. And yeah. I mean, I think we are in general, people are, especially, you know, especially young women. There are those dynamics. We did a lot of, our dramaturg brought us a lot of information on wolf culture, which was really interesting, and how there's an alpha and a beta and an omega. And, you know, we did a lot of research on who's leading right now and who kind of has to swoop back in. And
seriously, you studied wolves this show, The Wolves?
Yeah, it was called The Wolves. We figured we'd look into it.
Yeah, but it's not about wolves, you know. It's,
well, we don't want to spoil it.
Similar dynamics, though.
I guess so. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
But really, there is that. And you definitely do have in this show, neither of which is your characters, the alpha, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
One gal is the big dog in the pack.
Yeah, which is not always our captain. Our team captain is kind of vying for that position at various times. There's like a social alpha, and then
she may be
alpha.
The shortest member of the cast too.
Issa.
I don't suppose that's a coincidence either. That is, I don't know. Here's just a stereotype. That is the person who is smaller in stature and has maybe been an underdog has had to overachieve to get where they are. And I'll be the team captain. Damn it, you watch.
Yeah,
right?
Right? It's true. And Issa is also one of the best soccer players we've got on the team.
And then she's also a good soccer player too. So some nights are better than others with a show like this, or
it's ever evolving for sure. The rehearsal process was like, you know, on a little bit on the shorter side. We had to get a lot of choreography in our bodies all at once, and so it's still kind of changing with nine women on stage all the time, and you know having a little interaction with somebody that isn't even necessarily verbal. The stories are changing all the time, sure.
And it's live theater, so anything can happen.
Yeah.
And especially with a soccer ball on stage.
Yeah.
I know. Well, you do a lot of tricks, if you will, with the soccer balls, and I thought, oh man, I hope that ball comes right back where you need it, because
there's a reason we have nets.
Ladies, well done. It's a 4-star review in the Tribune, and I was just transfixed. It's nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks,
and
John.
If you're a soccer fan, if you're a fan of people, I'll recommend checking out The Wolves, goodmantheater.org. They're in town through March 18th. And do you ladies have other acting plans? I mean, what's next for either of you?
I do Shakespeare for high schoolers in the city and suburbs during the school year. So I'll be doing that during the days.
I used to love that.
Oh, what's that, Violetta?
Yeah, we used to have a theater group that came by and did the Shakespeare. We had Macbeth and all
Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, Romeo
patches.
And Juliet.
Yeah, what's up?
We love those days.
So you would come on and put on the production at the school?
Yeah, we do a 2-hour cut of Macbeth and Romeo and Juliet.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm not sure yet, but, you know, just enjoying the rest of this ride.
Well, I like your chances. Your resume sure got a lot better after this run, both of you. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks.